Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good morning, DA. How are you? Weather.
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start.
Let the big doggy.
DA, great question.
All aboard the dog.
This is why you do what you do. Yo.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA, let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
The guys are the
best. You guys make it.
Permission
cold.
To board that mothership.
What's up, DA, brother? Mothership has connected.
And you the man, DA.
It's a big work-ending week for many. Unless you're Billy Giacalone and you're at midweek, it's Mraz here on the mothership from... Where do we want to go today? From Cleveland, Ohio, to Cleveland, Wisconsin. From Brooklyn to Badlands' belly, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We're coming to you live from Carlos with a K's Ugly Hat Studios here at the epicenter of New York City. It's Mraz. It's Bogish. Hello, Bogey. How are you?
I'm disappointed. There actually is a Cleveland in Wisconsin?
Yeah, Cleveland University is there.
What are we doing?
Thank you.
Leave Cleveland in Ohio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. We have a fun show to get into. Twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio, YouTube, watchda.com, SiriusXM 158, all of our wonderful affiliates, free on the Odyssey app as well. Bogues, I believe this will be our last Summer Fry DA together.
Ever?
Yeah, because DA is going to work some shows next week, I believe not Monday, come back. He's pulling the ripcord on some time off to come back and do some shows. Then I will be on vacation the week after 4th of July, but DA will be here that Friday. And then the end of the road there. But with no DA, this is our last Summer Friday.
So I wasn't sure if we were allowed to discuss yet the schedule change.
Screw it. Why? Who's going to yell at us?
Who's going to yell at you? I mean, you're leaving.
Yeah.
The rest of us have to stay here and pay the price for our indiscretions. So now I'm upset. Now I'm angry because now this really does affect me. Because now I got to work my regular shift next week. I like these 10 a.m. exits. I like having peak hours.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know.
Because you're leaving, he's got to come back and do more shows to see you face-to-face. And now, on top of that, this is our last, at least, we always had Fridays. Now we don't even have Fridays anymore?
So we'll see, man. DA's going to, I think...
Now I'm going to cry. Get ready, fan. I'm going to cry today.
Plan some long goodbyes here.
I'll give you a segment for Monday's show.
It's almost going to get uncomfortable at some point. We're going to need Stephon Diggs to walk off the field.
At some point, I'm going to tell you need to leave early.
Yeah,
we're just going to send you home a week sooner.
I don't want this long goodbye. I will just tell you that.
Frankly, I don't know that you deserve it. You got
I don't either.
You got this week. You'll get the last week of while you're here. But in between, why can't it be business as usual?
Yeah. There's no way I'm going to be able to cry. I'm done with the crying. That's it.
Pete already, I mean, tears one day. The next day, back to his usual hate.
Yeah, angry, grumpy. Right. I addressed Pete this morning with a, hey, Pete, quick thought on next week. And I got,
Well, I'll speak for Pete. Pete's had next week's schedule locked in probably since late 2021. And now DA's like, hey, I'm going to come back to work Tuesday through Thursday. What do you guys think about that? And Pete's got to recycle and move around all these different producers. So, you know what? Pete's a victim here.
He is. So we'll have that.
I am, yes.
But anyway, you're going to get more full DA show team next week than we thought. So we'll have some fun with that. Have some fun with that.
Oh, we will.
Have some fun with your canceled paternity. Is he giving the kid back, too, just to free up all his time?
By the way, on that note, you want to talk about uncomfortably long goodbyes? And we're going to, again, we have plenty to get into with the NBA draft. Carlos with a K last night texted me. He has somebody he works with at another station, I guess. He goes, can I ask you a question, big guy? I'm like, yeah. He goes, this guy really wants to meet you. Is that okay? I'm not going to release the person's name. What do you think? A Paul Rudd outside Pete's crashed a windshield? Fine. What do I care if somebody meets me?
Better be Paul Rudd.
Carlos with a no comment. Hello?
Hello? It's not Paul Rudd.
Okay. I'm saying, am I Paul Rudd that it was that big a deal for somebody to want to meet
me? No, I don't know. I don't know if you thought that would be weird or not.
Why would I think it? Dude, did you see what happened a week ago today?
I was there for a bit.
Two people I never met brought an orange crusher to my parents' backyard and started making people drinks.
That I did not have. I was disappointed.
Yeah. So, now, nothing's weird.
Carlos, I know the two places that you work that are not here. Which one of these places is this person from?
South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll sign a couple baseballs for the kid. I'll throw them in the way. All right?
Yeah, it's not Babe Ruth. Come on.
Hey. You cried like he was Babe Ruth, Pete. That line of thought from you might have been out the window as of Tuesday or whatever morning that was. Where
I said when all that happened that I needed to get what I had to say out at the beginning of this whole thing, and by the end of this thing, I'm on to Cincinnati.
And no. We've had some tweets come our way of people who don't understand the show that are a little upset with how much Pete or me were both crying. We'll address that a little later on in the show.
Well, yeah, they could go scratch.
Or we'll address it now. All right, well, right now, let's begin with the NBA draft. And I think, look, Victor Wembanyama going one overall, not exactly a surprise. Brandon Miller, apparently not a surprise that he went two after the fact, but, you know, as with the lead-up was, there was still some confusion. Should it be Scoot Henderson? Will it be Brandon Miller? We'll talk about all of that. But I think the biggest story from yesterday...
Wembanyama?
Chris Paul's got a new home. It's a pool party in Washington. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
You know, we've all kind of been there and been through those growing pains of a playoff experience, and it happens. But we all can play better, and we all got to play better if we're going to win on Sunday.
Yeah, Jordan never really got going tonight, unfortunately. You know, he got a little frustrated early. He had a couple plays where he didn't get calls, and you know, he was trying to attack but couldn't quite shake free. So, just a frustrating night for him.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Steph Curry and Steve Kerr back on April 28th on Jordan Poole struggling. And boy, was he unplayable at times in the postseason this year. And it comes, you know, in a year where it started where him and Draymond Green are getting into it to the point Draymond's, you know, basically getting suspended from the team. Jordan Poole, I don't know what happened, what the disconnect was, but there was a moment in time, and look, based on the contract Bob Myers had given him, $140 million is still left, right, Bogues, at this point, honestly?
It hasn't even started yet.
Hasn't even
that
started
extension
yet.
Starts as of whenever the new league year begins.
Right. So they had thought that Jordan Poole might be their next scorer, that transition from the Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond era, like this, he would be that carrot, and there was a major disconnect. That was a bad contract. But now, you want to argue maybe they gave up a little too early? Whatever it was, wasn't going to work in that room. So a win for new Warriors GM Mike Dunleavy Jr. to find somebody to take on that contract. Maybe Jordan Poole has a little bit of a rebirth and, you know, plays somewhat up to it with the Washington Wizards. I mean, Jordan playing for the Wizards when you think it's all over. Where have we seen that before? Anyway, they get back Chris Paul. Chris Paul is pouting on his way to Good Morning America that he found out from his son that he was traded. Not again, not a shock. I can't believe I ended up with the Wizards. That was a thought. Well, you're not with the Wizards for long. In fact, Chris Paul ends up, you could argue, in the best possible scenario for him. Now, we could talk about fit, especially if Draymond Green comes back. Draymond Green essentially ran a lot of point forward for the Warriors. And, of course, Chris Paul in a backcourt that already has Klay Thompson and Steph Curry overall. Is Chris Paul basically a sixth man on this team? I guess perhaps. Maybe a very more expensive sixth man. But maybe that helps. Limit some minutes between him. Limit some minutes between Steph Curry, who got hurt last year and missed a lot of time. And maybe the Warriors have the right combination now where, you know, load management does reign true and they get the healthy version of themselves in the postseason. And Chris Paul, one last shot, the perfect shot, arguably, outside of maybe ending up on Denver, to go find his way to an NBA championship as the Hall of Fame point guard, only has that missing from his resume, folks.
There's so many different things to pull at from this trade, but I keep ending back up on this question. Did the Warriors just choose Draymond Green over Jordan Poole? Like, did they decide that the two of them couldn't exist anymore, that the locker room couldn't? Because we even discussed this the other day, talking about when Draymond opted out. Like, because they keep saying, you know, things will be okay, things will be okay. But they weren't okay for an entire season, so why should we think that they would get okay over the summer and then the next year? And whatever this is, 48, 72 hours after that conversation, they're getting rid of one of the guys, the victim in this situation. He's leaving town. There's obviously a lot of basketball involved in it, but it feels like they realize partly that the two of them couldn't be together anymore for the good of the team, and it's Jordan Poole who's got to go to Washington.
Which is kind of puzzling. It's not puzzling for the step, but I wouldn't shock me because who knows how Klay, Steph, or some of the other guys felt about Jordan Poole. Like, Draymond might be the most emotionally erratic slash passionate person out of the bunch where he kind of, we don't know, like, might have been speaking for the team in many ways with the way he went after Poole. It may not have been just a Draymond versus Poole thing, just Draymond is so crazy that it came down to that. So this could have been a locker room thing anyway, Bogues. But even beyond that, I mean, if Jordan Poole was some kind of gateway to the future for them, even if they're going to have to eventually add other guys, you know, we had the discussion when Bob Myers stepped down. Was Bob Myers stepping down really to spend time with his family at his younger age? Or was he stepping down because he knew that this team was on the end of the road about to break up pieces and he didn't want to be the one to say goodbye? Now it really feels like the Warriors are back all in with now a group of four, including Chris Paul, with an aging roster.
Yeah, I mean, I can buy into the Bob Myers idea that he didn't want to have to break up Steph and Klay and Draymond at some point. I don't think Bob Myers would have been precluded from trading Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. I don't know that this move.
No. But what I mean, I'm sorry if that came up, like, by getting Chris Paul, that shows you're going to be doing the exact opposite of breaking these guys up right now.
Right, which I think was going to be the plan no matter what. Like, I think, now, I don't mean that Bob Myers is going to break them up now. It was like he didn't want to have to break them up at all.
Right.
Because at some point, they're not all just going to retire at the same time and be done with it. Like, you're going to have to make decisions along the way. And one of them is right now on Draymond Green. But I still think, had Bob Myers not left, he'd still be the one realizing that this two timeline thing, they were too young and they missed on some of those young guys, that it was time to get older, get a little more experience. I think he would have made similar moves. This one, I think he could have made, but it fits more in line with Mike Dunleavy Jr. as a new GM trying to immediately put his imprint on the situation.
It's true. 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. The other part of this is fascinating. You cannot ignore the Denver Nuggets' dominance through the postseason this year, and whether this is just the start for Denver, Like, we just had five different champions in 5 years, but that's not as parity-driven as it seems, right? I mean, the Raptors win after the Durant-Clay injuries. The Warriors jumped back in for one of those titles. It's, you know, with that year with the bubble was a little weird. So it's not as cut and dry, is that the saying, that we have suddenly a parity in the NBA? But like, we could very easily be on the verge of the Nuggets winning three titles in 4 years. But in the West, outside of the Nuggets, the Suns just made a move to go all in and get Bradley Beal. And as part of that, you know, dump out Chris Paul's contract. There is, I would think, a lot of pressure on Kevin Durant, who couldn't get it done in Brooklyn, left. The Kyrie thing blew up. Now is in Phoenix with yet another super team. Oh, the irony to me that the guy that Kevin Durant's new team sheds to try to get him the right pieces again, because Kevin Durant only needs all these right pieces, to go win a championship, now ends up on Durant's second old team, who will be directly competing with them for a potential Western Conference championship. And wouldn't it be amazing if Kevin Durant still cannot break through in the West, and it's Chris Paul, the guy he was just playing with, who helps, you know, kind of solidify and get the Warriors back this year, and the Warriors, Durant's old team, beat them out for whatever spot could remain in the West. Like, that storyline next spring is on the table.
And I feel like the way the universe seems to regard Kevin Durant, it's going to happen. Because, again, this is a guy that got hurt during warm-ups.
Yeah.
It just feels like the universe has had enough of KD shtick as well and keeps coming back and biting him. So I'm assuming at some point in the spring, these two teams will meet. This will be the postseason where Chris Paul is healthy. A quad doesn't pop. A thumb doesn't get broken. And he'll hit a big shot while Curry and Klay star and the Warriors push the Suns to the brink.
I'm all in.
It just seems destined to happen.
I'm all in. I can't wait to watch as I'm baseball every single day.
Yeah, I was going to say, and not discuss it in the afternoons on The Fan. What are the NBA finals? Actually, with Evan there, you'll have to discuss basketball.
I'm so excited for you guys to be able to talk about this next year.
Thank you.
All right, we come back. Your best audio of the day, including, apparently, I have not heard this clip. I got a tweet. JR and Shep playing detective last night. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, a happy Wednesday to you, baby. Let's go with the sound check here, the first one. Friday. JR, what happened?
Said it's Wednesday.
It's definitely Friday.
Friday. Mm. It's a target demo Friday.
It is. We're in a show sheet that said it was Tuesday, but it was really Wednesday. It's okay. You'll get there one time.
Did that happen this week?
Yeah.
And I Mraz am. Is DA's chump.
I am so mentally fried.
Falling up.
So mentally fried this week.
How much farther can he fall up, Peter? Do you think this is the apex, or is this just the room to go?
I hope not. I got to get my own name on a show before I'm 60.
Yeah. Or you could run the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to sit in the actual studio, too.
Yeah.
If we're just we're putting goals on paper.
No question.
Falling up on a Tuesday.
All right. What do we want to do here? Oh, we want to do sound check. By the way, Cap, I think someone's going to give us some sort of target demo thing, unless he's getting lazy on us. JR and Shep last night playing detective.
This is very hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold because you're making my brain hurt. Hey, Shep, when did that guy, whatever he changed his name from, when did he move from Alabama? What was his name? Do you know his original name?
Well, all I know is Jason Tulsa from Oklahoma. That's what I got.
Yeah, that's that guy from Alabama that calls up.
You know what? I didn't even make that connection. Are we sure?
No, yeah. Are we sure? I don't know about
you. Are you sure?
I know. Yeah, I know who I'm talking to.
Okay, gotcha.
Whoever the hell he is, he's there.
Got it. I think I know exactly what you're referring to. Got it.
He's making my brain hurt again.
That was good.
Wait, what? What just happened?
I don't know.
So they're trying to figure out if the caller that JR just put on hold, that's frustrating them, is actually impersonating another caller. So they're like going back and forth trying to figure out, is this the same? Is this some guy from X City who's actually pretending to be some guy from X City?
All right. So I'm full disclosure on this clip. Okay, I'm going to read the tweet. Again, you can tweet at me at Sean Moresh. Dat Boy Zoe tweeted at me an hour ago. Check JR's radio show segment in the beginning of the last hour of JR and Shep playing detective.
That's the only thing that made sense, because other than that, Shep didn't speak.
So here's the problem, Dat Boy Zoe. Soundcheck clips, I mean, we can't play 6 minutes of a segment. So I'm trusting Carlos there that there was not much more to put in. That doesn't translate essentially. That was a terrible clip.
I mean, a terrible clip. And it's okay. Just keep sending suggestions.
Like, yeah.
It's then up to us to realize whether it's useful or not.
Maybe I should have done that. I was excited. I showed my phone to Carlos. I'm like, because JR and Shep stuff is usually
gold. Yeah.
Almost. I think you should have known when I put it JR and Shep first in soundcheck.
Well, I know we have two other good clips coming up. And Carlos did say, I think it's the least funny. But that was, I would say, borderline unplayable for
it
you.
It wasn't. I don't get it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Maybe we
there?
Needed to hear the caller a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I can't put like 2 minutes in.
I'm with you. I've been there. I'm with you. All right. So just know that Dat Boy Zoe, we appreciate it, but you have to think of it in sound check terms.
Yeah.
Pete's. Look at Pete's face.
Well, next. Pete, sit tight. Because next, I don't know. Because next is a little.
Pete does not know what it is.
A little self-promotion here. We had EJ earlier this week name a show sheet after his Knicks podcast.
Unbelievable. Can we just think about every second? That's unbelievable.
And now we don't have this clip? Great.
We don't have the clip?
No, go to the third clip because there's a problem with the second clip.
Okay, great. Well, the third clip,
my God.
Which I'm really excited to play, is more things about Sean.
I hope the next 3 weeks are a hell of a ride. I can't say goodbye yet, but we're going to have to figure out a way over the next couple weeks.
Couple weeks? His last day is the 17th. I texted him yesterday and I said, hey, when is your last show, bro? 25 days. My man is crying and doing a farewell speech. Is this what the next 25 days of content is going to be on that show?
Yes.
My goodness. What happened to the show must go on? This is 3 weeks before the final goodbye.
Well, I hate to leave you guys. Well, you don't. You're not. You're not leaving them yet.
I know y'all better cry like that if I ever leave.
Oh, we will.
I mean,
just give us a day notice.
I'd rather see
tears. Yeah, just tell us when you're actually leaving. That's got to be so weird. So he starts crying.
Oh, yeah, that New York media boy.
He starts crying. All right, see you tomorrow.
And
I'll
the
have
next
the rundown
day,
ready about 8 o'clock.
And the next day, bonus days next week.
Now, do we do the show the next day like normal? Just all right, hey, what's going on,
know.
Man?
I don't know. I don't know where you go from
or
there.
Is he emotional for the next 25 days?
Oh my gosh, if that happens,
I don't know where you go from there.
This has been the hardest day of my life. See you tomorrow.
That's actually pretty funny.
So those voices, Landry Locker and John Lopez at Sports Radio 610 in Houston, our affiliate. Landry's been a good friend of mine in radio for years now. Pete, a connection I made on Radio Row that, you know, you go out, you meet these people. They're nice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. So
when we let you out, Pete, right. There are other humans.
They're unbelievable. Right. Landry's one of the funniest guys, I think, in radio in the country.
This is a person.
But
Landry doesn't like me, but that's the thing we're going to bond
that's
over.
That's right. He hates Bogus' Sports Minute. So yeah. He did text me, you know, congratulating me on the move and said, well, when is your last day? And I didn't know what it was for. So he texted me yesterday. He goes, I'm going to email you a clip. He goes, you could choose to play, you could choose not to play, but you deserve to hear it. And that was well worth it. And he's absolutely right. Look, we've gotten a lot of tweets, and I would be the first one trolling anybody who cried as bad as me and Pete cried the other day. The first one trolling anybody. So I am not above being made fun of for the crying and everything. However, I will tell you this. I am not ashamed, nor should Pete be ashamed, that it was an emotional day on Wednesday. Bottom line, this show is extremely tight, and honestly, so what? Like, we care about each other. What? Wow, what a horrible thing. What a horrible thing to care about a show that you've worked so hard on and that has become such a tight-knit family between listeners and what? Can you believe it? Now, where it is funny, and I agree, and this is partially where DA coming back next week, I totally understand because we are kind of abruptly having this thing ripped apart with me leaving. We thought maybe we'd have a little more time. However, it's going to sound awful hard to do more goodbyes over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know what? Surfboard. Breaking news, guys. I've taken a turn. I'm an Astros fan now. Give me the Rockets. Great picks last night by Houston. These guys are right. It's not abrupt. We've got an entire month of saying goodbye to you. You're not leaving today.
But that's
not
the
your
weird
last
thing.
Show.
That's the weird thing. Because I felt the crying for me.
Glad I didn't cry the other day. Boomer and Gio are right.
Well, no. Let me explain this. You have to realize, we came off meeting all these listeners and stuff at Bob's Bar. So already it was like, we just got reminded about how much people care about the show. And then everything that happened with me leaving happened very quickly. Very quickly. And I think it was just...
Now we've ground to a halt.
Yeah. And now it's fine. Like, now we can have fun and we can do the show. And maybe the last day, and there's some tears, but maybe that was just the moment we need to let it out. And now we can kind of appreciate what's happened over the last day.
I'm not explaining myself.
You shouldn't have to, Pete.
I'm not explaining myself to people that don't get it. They're not going to get it. Because if you want to go down the road of why, we'll be here all day.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to it.
Right. There's more stuff, right, behind the scenes and all this stuff.
Yeah, we get it. You guys are friends. You sit in the room together. Sean farts. He tells him why he's angry that day. You're great. Great.
Okay, I'm never going to apologize for crying.
Thank you.
And by the way, you know what? Just like your lawn needs to get watered, I needed a good cry. Been a while. I got no personal space in my house. I needed a good cry.
Yeah.
I'm just glad. I feel not vindicated, but Gio, Boomer, the entire WFAN clan, now your friends in Houston, the guys that don't like me in Houston, they've made me feel okay that I was the one that didn't get upset the other day. For a while, I felt like maybe I was the one being wrong. And it's not a right or wrong thing, but maybe I should have had different emotions. But I got till July 17th.
You're right.
They're right. You guys early called this.
But everybody grieves. Justified. Everybody grieves differently. Grieves differently. And I am excited about my new opportunity, so I'm not upset that I'm going over there. It's great for me. It's great for my family, for sure.
See, like I said before, I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah. You but know, here's the thing.
You had your day.
Let's be fair.
Yeah. I have to.
Boomer comes from a different world. NFL player, 80s and everything.
Better times.
Boomer basically feels like unless you have a pair of testicles draping across the carpet, then, you know, you're not tough enough.
It is
so
surprising.
So excuse me.
Right.
Excuse me that mine are up in Costco boxer briefs here as tears shed down. Sorry, Booms.
Yeah, it is surprising.
I'm sorry that Anthony Munoz never cried. Unbelievable.
Sorry. That Tim Crumrine never hugged you.
I mean, my goodness. Enjoy your big cojones. I'm going to enjoy my cry just fine over here. All right, do we have the other clip? That
I don't know anymore.
Do we have the Carlos pat on himself in the back clip that he didn't even have ready?
Patting myself on the back.
Here it is. Carlos hosting in South Carolina, as if that's a real place.
Yeah.
There is one particular person on the DA show that I think has the most New York accent, at least compared to what's depicted.
I'm trying to rack my brain. Who do you think has that most New York accent?
Someone who I understand is kind of a boss.
The boss?
Or at least he's portrayed to be that.
The boss that's not on
his
the
name is slipping my mind. That's why I'm trying to get you to say the names.
You talking about Pete Bilotti?
Yes.
Pete the Body Bilotti?
Yes.
Does he have an accent, really? No?
Because it's
a little.
It's deeper.
He's
kinda
a Long Island guy.
Wow. Mm. Well.
Who was that?
Let me listen to this. I'm sorry. Not listen to this. Let me lower this for a second. First of all, I don't have an issue with anybody having an accent anyway. Why did the New York accent suddenly become like the worst thing in the world to have? Did you hear Randy in Alabama talking to us last Friday?
Oh, yes, right in my face at about noon.
Y'all think I'm weird? Y'all think I'm weird that I came up here and drove up here and had Zach Gill park my car? I love those accents. But what that makes it more beautiful than any of ours? Also, Pete, I guess, has an accent, sure. Also, I'm going to stand the ground for Long Island here for a second. Long Island. Well, we talk just fine and beautifully, all right? Enough with our accents. And that guy's voice, by the way, probably a very nice guy.
He's not Scooby-Doo.
That's what it sounded like.
Scooby.
Carlos and Scooby-Doo.
Replay what he said.
Scooby with a do and Carlos.
There is one particular person on the DA show that I think has the most New York accent, at least compared to what's depicted.
I am I'm trying to rack my brain. Who do you think has that most New York accent?
Dynamite dropping. Carlos.
Someone who I understand is kind of a boss.
Cut of a boss.
Who is this?
Or that's at least he's portrayed to be that.
The boss that's not on
his name is slipping my mind. That's why I'm
that's
trying to get
right
you to say the name.
Boss
his name is slipping my mind.
That's why I'm trying to get you to say the names. to say the names.
Pete, by the way.
You talking about Pete Bilotti?
You lower it. More disrespect for you. Your name slipped his mind?
Yeah.
Well, how does that make you feel?
I still don't know who this guy is.
Exactly.
That's what I want to know.
Most people don't.
He's Lonzo.
Ball?
He's ironically the Carlos of South Carolina. In a weird form of inception.
South Carolina with a K.
So, Paul. Hi, Greg.
All right.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Well, good for you with your accent. Another guy with an accent and showing some chest hair and a chain today?
Yeah.
I've worn this every day of my life.
All right.
Is that okay?
No.
Come on. What a dramatic finger push.
Yeah.
God.
All right.
So dismissive.
At least I warned Pete. What do we got?
Guys, steak au poivre and duck l'orange are only two of the new concession items in San Antonio this year. To the surprise of no one, the NBA draft started with Commissioner Adam Silver stepping up to the podium and announcing the Spurs' first pick.
With the first pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama from Nantes, France.
Wow.
Handsome fellow, that commissioner. Wembanyama said bonjour to Spurs fans after being their third number one overall pick.
That moment felt very spur of the moment.
It's not funny.
I've said two sentences, and he's already piling
on. 6:35. It's too early.
Yeah, it's 6:35, and you didn't even have a sound check clip ready. Pipe it.
I mean, and one of them was completely useless.
That's what happens when we take Twitter suggestions.
Maybe two.
I'm actually not blaming Carlos for the JR Chip moment. That
Why
was
not? He listened to it.
No.
He's the filter.
But I also told.
Scan through a 15
he's
minute
quality control. On. I'm defending Carlos here. I'm not defending for the clip. He listened to me. I said, put this in. It's always gold with Shep and JR. It was not gold. That's on me. I should have listened to it. I take ownership about my issues.
The back and forth between you and Shep on Twitter the other night was really touching.
Too much. Even I felt bad about it. I got several texts from people going, you need to stop.
I thought it was...
Specifically about my Shep interaction.
I thought it was nice.
But I was serious.
I know you were.
When did becoming a nice guy become a bad thing?
Listen, I've played cuts on this show, and you immediately think I'm trying to be mean or disrespectful.
Well,
and I try and explain
don't
to you that...
Don't use me versus Shep as a moment. And we don't even have to get into it. Sterling's back is all I'll say for you.
Your little foul ball plot didn't work.
Good try, though.
Damn it, he's had me again. So, Wembanyama, the third number one overall pick for the Spurs, joining Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
My message to them, you know, is I'm going to give 100%. Make all that's in my power to make this franchise win, you know, to have impact on the franchise and the fan base and the community.
Of course, the Spurs haven't been relevant since Duncan retired after the 2016 season, which prompted people to wonder if Wembanyama was intimidated by Greg Popovich.
He's not intimidating yet, but I'm sure he's going to get intimidating when I see him in real life.
Pop's a wine guy. Buy him a bottle, Vic. Maybe a nice Bordeaux. The Thompson twins made history as back-to-back picks, going to the Rockets and Pistons at 4 and 5 overall.
Can I have a take on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
What is?
Think about all of the parents in America and mothers who have packed up the car on Saturday morning, Sunday mornings, the snack moms at Little League games and CYO games and Church League games. You should not be allowed to be a parent of two athletes. Somewhere along the line, that should not be allowed. She puts in all this time and she gets two lottery tickets?
All right. Let's think this through. What does not allowed entail? Do I have to give one up? Do I have to tell one of them they can't play basketball
anymore?
Clearly,
you can't stop somebody from doing
something.
You just
wish it could.
Right. I wish just there was somebody, a genie up there in a bottle that looked down and said, we need to disperse the good times a little bit.
Okay.
There are plenty of athletes whose brothers, that like Eli and Peyton Manning, that shouldn't be allowed.
So you're thinking more like gene socialism. We got to spread it out, the wealth. Nobody's better than the other.
Jake Bogus is an all-star in baseball, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe he goes and he plays some D3 college baseball.
Fingers
like
crossed.
Be great for you. You'd love that. You know, wouldn't you like to have that little extra, maybe see him play the outfield for Cincinnati Reds for a week instead of the Boone brothers, you know, being existing? You know, they get two.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't really thought that, like, the third Boone brother should have to eat you-know-what because his two other brothers are good at baseball.
But these blistering takes heading to New York.
I'm just saying. Like, if Taylor ends up being a star in UConn.
For the New York Yankees, who have won 260 World Series, didn't offer one to anybody else, but the Thompson twins and their mom are greedy.
It's too much. Two of the top five picks is too much. If Taylor becomes the next Paige Beckers,
the Dean twins,
then Peyton should have to work as an accountant.
So you're saying every family's allowed one athlete?
One athlete that could make a professional life. They could all play sports growing up.
And no democracy there.
That's it. Give somebody else a chance.
I think it's very generous.
Or another family. It's ridiculous. How many in-ground pools is mother going to need?
So you hate LeVar Ball and his kids?
Yes!
Well, LeVar Ball
is going to be hated.
Yes, but for completely different reasons.
Yes.
Bad example.
Yes, I do. I'm willing to do it with my own kids. Peyton could go be a mechanic if Taylor's playing basketball.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over well.
Or vice versa. Taylor could be a teacher that gets off 3 months of the summer, complains about it, and Peyton could go play with Jenny Finch. If that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do.
Ah, Jenny.
Yeah, all right.
So, the Thompson twins went to the Rockets and Pistons at 4 and 5 overall, became the first brothers to be drafted in the top five of the same draft since the 1976 ABA-NBA merger. And like you said, Carlos, they joined Lonzo and LaMelo Ball as the only brothers to both go in the top five in a draft in the modern era. The only difference is that the Thompsons don't have an overbearing, self-promoting father. How's that big baller brand doing?
It's early.
Big baller brand. The Hornets took Alabama's Brandon Miller second, which allowed S. Henderson to scoot to the Blazers at 3. There you go.
I liked it.
And that is your top five.
I like that.
Pete's in a mood now.
I like He's that. Laughing.
He liked it.
The Mavericks.
The same take on the NBA.
The Mavericks were the real movers and shakers. They dealt the number 10 pick and Davis Bertans to the Thunder in exchange for a trade exception and the number 12 pick.
Which is interesting because remember, they tanked to get that number 10 pick.
Did they?
Want to take this one, folks?
Yeah, the NBA I do remember
that at the end of the season. All right. Yes.
I mean, they were the Mav Knots instead of the Mavs.
Yes. I can't do this anymore.
It's not funny.
No.
You're going to sit there after your first half hour, pal.
Let's definitely spend a month saying goodbye to this dope.
Kaplan can't see you. Can you pump up your chair a little bit?
Is he hiding?
Yeah.
Cap thought Carlos wasn't even there. He was speaking from a different room.
No, it's because Bogus broke the camera unwillingly. And now Cap is just mad about that.
Bogus did us a favor.
You broke my camera?
I twisted it. I didn't knock it lower. I just turned it. So if it's
why did you touch it?
It was an accident.
Well, why did you get near it that you could touch it?
So was my sound check.
I was talking to my friend Peter. The one with the New York accent.
Okay, but like this is a big 3 weeks coming up for me. Now I don't have my camera when I get back in there.
Your camera is right there. It's working. Carlos's seat height is the problem, not the camera.
My chair has not changed since I've been here.
Okay. Maybe it's your posture.
Yeah.
So which camera's on Sean? The second one from
which
the
camera's
left?
On you, you sexy update anchor?
Right.
I don't even know which one's on me.
Chest hair.
Hey, ladies.
Taco Meat Fridays.
That you're allowed to say? Oh,
no! We're going to run out of dump by 7 o'clock.
Not me.
Yes. So the Mavs then flipped the trade exception.
Oh, we're still doing this. Good.
We got another minute and a half here.
Great.
Then flipped the trade exception to the Kings. They got the 24th pick and 2 years left on reserve center Rashawn Holmes' contract. Dallas drafted Duke freshman center Derek Lively at number 12. Marquette junior forward Olivier. Is it Maxence?
Maxence Prosper.
Yeah.
You can call him Omax.
Omax.
His friends call him, yeah.
Wow.
Omax Prosper.
That's
how I saw Spider-Man and Omax as well.
Some surprises and slides down the draft in the next hour on your Friday DA show. Load management update in late June, and that is Kawhi Leonard getting a cleanup on the torn meniscus in his right knee, although he's expected to be ready for the start of camp in October. Clippers president of basketball operations Lawrence Frank said that the team's franchise forward feels great and has an 8-week recovery timetable from when he had the procedure on June 6th.
We've gone from Schwartz, who shows up in a shirt he caught out of a cannon at a Long Island Ducks game, doing updates on what we just talked about on the show because he's not listening, to Caserta, dressed like John Travolta, promoing his next update.
What? Where?
I gotta tell you.
Stay tuned, ladies.
I've got your draft's biggest
winner later.
I don't even know if this is actually true or not, but DA's anger, I think, literally has left us in a place where the company doesn't care what we say to a microphone for the next month on the show.
Well, if we're being honest, the company rarely cares. Now, they're listening. Well, I don't even think they listen to the show. They just watch your dumb videos. They're like, let's put this guy in New York.
But I think they're gonna give us leeway to really have a knee slapping time over the next month.
They're not going to check in like usual.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe it's called indifference.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I feel like indifference implies you made a decision to be indifferent. They're just naturally not paying attention.
Woo! All right. Well, when we come back...
Don't look at the rundown.
Sun's
More
out,
Carlos.
Fun's out. What does that title mean? You'll find out next. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, you just heard, I'll take this, thanks. Was Sean's trepidation over writing the tweet about the Target Demo Friday meme, which the meme's an all-timer. Cap should retire, but Sean takes us through the variations of you and your in this one tweet.
No!
Let Andrew Bogus and myself know how your Y-O-U-R. Not the right way to say listening. Then the next one is, where you listening? So we go from incorrect grammar to like a tough voice.
Oh, no.
I got Mr. T, where you listening? And then we're good now again. Why you hate me for leaving the show at the end of the month. And we'll read your tweets at 9:45 a.m. Eastern.
Falling up.
I'm going to fix that. I'm going to edit that one.
You can't.
I'm going to delete
it. Still
the
edit button.
I'm going to delete it.
No, it's already out.
He's going to pay the $8 and then get a refund at the end of the month.
I got to be better about my grammar here.
It's too late. You're 30, whatever. That ship is
sailing.
All right.
Well, last night, we took the Phoenix Suns. You know they made a pick at number 52 last night?
If you say so.
They made a pick at number 52. They took Tomani Kamara, which I also tried to get financing for at the dealership.
Is that my guy from Dayton?
Is it?
What pick was this?
Yes, he is a Dayton guy.
That's the guy who, that's my call. His dunk made the SportsCenter top 10 in the
Was the guy?
That was the guy.
Is that right?
Tomani Kamara, yeah.
Is that right?
That's my guy.
That's right.
He owes you his career.
How about that?
I would imagine you're right, Carlos, that he was not a draftable player until my call of a windmill open court dunk put him on the map.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You elevated him.
Wow.
Literally.
To a national platform.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, why was that important? Why was Tomani Kamara important going to the Suns? That pick last night at 52, if you were a Suns fan, you rubbed your hands together. You dealt with the fact that you're not going to get Big Baby in the landfill anytime soon. Maybe a depressing night. You order some cactus nachos or whatever you do down there.
Clearly, you had been prepping for Tucson.
Yes. And that pick was the last pick that the Suns control on their own until the year 2031.
So Pete and I will still be here in the mornings. DA probably
does
will
2031
not
even sound like a real year to anybody?
And somebody traded yesterday their first round pick in 2030.
That was in the Chris Paul trade.
And it made me laugh. Like, I don't know what I'm doing next weekend still.
All right. And those GMs involved, are you sure you're going to be involved with that pick in 2030?
Right.
There should be a cap on that.
That's ridiculous.
They do cap how many picks in a row, like how many first rounders in a row.
Which is why.
Right. So you can't do it back to back or three. There are some rules, and I do think there is a cap into the future, but clearly it's not 7 or 6 years.
Right.
Because 2030 and 2031 are in the mix.
They can't trade the 2015 50 pick.
And by the way, the Suns will make picks between now and then.
Right.
But it's about pick swaps and stuff. They sent a bunch of picks to Brooklyn, a bunch of swaps with Washington. 2031. Bogues, I mean, you all have kids in college, no? Or one?
Draft, yeah.
That's the next time the Suns control a pick.
Yeah. Maybe both done. I can't do the math.
Bananas. Tomari Kamara. Have fun with your Phoenix. The DA show continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.